The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
Excuse me, ladies.
What?
Well, first, I just wanted to say congratulations on your victory tonight. But as far as the Divas Revolution goes, after your win on SmackDown, I mean, do you guys feel that you're the most dominant team in the Divas division?
Duh. Without a doubt. We have been from the beginning.
Yeah. What
kind of question?
Stupid question is that.
You see what we do out there. You see how we handle business. You got me, the athlete. Sasha, the baddest boss. And you got Tamina, the powerhouse, the muscle. And together, we are exactly as we appear. Beautiful
and
dangerous.
Shoot.
Bye,
you're a big man. I treat you like you're a little man.
Hello, and welcome to episode 146 of the WrestleCast. This is Ladies Night Summer Edition. I'm joined by my co-host, Jay to the Max. Say hi, Jay.
Hi, Dave.
And I've also got Wes Sweet Soul here with me. Hey, girl.
Hey. What's up, guys?
Yeah, I have sexy voice on tonight.
I do have my sexy voice. And do you know why I have my sexy voice? I have my sexy voice because we are being sponsored by AdamandEveToys.com. So if you're looking to spice things up in the bedroom, surprise your lover with an adult sex toy for Adam and Eve Toys. Now, listeners of the WrestleCast show enjoy 50% off any one item at Adam and Eve Toys. You can use this for vibrators, sex toys, lingerie, lubes, lotions, condoms, and other little nasty things they got on their site. To receive this discount, you visit the official site of CSPN, which is cspn.us, then select on the Keep Our Podcast Free link at the top of the page. You'll scroll down and click through to the Adam and Eve Toys banner at the bottom, then you'll go shopping. As you check out, put in the promo code, and I really wish we could get a soundbite of Siege saying, oh, toy, but that'll just have to do. You put that in a checkout, it reduces any item's price by up to 50%. Remember, you got to click through the link at cspn.us to help keep our podcast free. Not just this podcast, but Good and Terrible Show, Bad Advice Show, Know the Score, WrestleCast, Strong Style Edition. I don't think that's the name, but you know who I mean. All of us. You got to keep all of us free. So by all means, order Adam and Eve Toys through CSPN.us. Thank you.
That was a good segue.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
It was a setup, right? You liked it. Yeah. So, guys, things have gone on today, and today is actually the 20th anniversary of the forming of DX, also known as D-Generation X, also known as them Caucasian people be real bored at work, and they just decided to have some ratchet ass fun.
Yeah.
So, as far as my recollection goes, it started with Shawn V. Michaels and Triple H and our fave China.
Yes.
And it extended to, you know, Billy Gunn, aka Mr. Ass.
You're forgetting
Jesse James and
Ravishing. You're forgetting Ravishing Rick Rude.
He was in the X.
Yeah.
Rick Wait a minute. What?
No, I don't recall that.
Yeah, he was one of the OGs. Like, it was, like, towards the end of his career, he was kind of, like, the silent guy who showed up in a suit in the background of DX, like, when they first came out.
Really?
Yeah. It was
I don't think they put him in the DVD that I had for Christmas that year.
They might not have, but he was for sure in it. Like, that's
That is so interesting. Yeah, no, because I got the DX DVD for Christmas of, like, the video of when they invaded WCW.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit never gets old.
So, like, that invasion was Norfolk, where I lived. So I was
actually, in Virginia, right.
Yeah. So I was actually, like, up the street while that was happening. And I remember everybody was, like, you gotta go outside. There's a tank coming down the street. Like, nobody knew what the hell was happening. Until we saw it on TV later, and I was like, oh, that's what all that shit going on out in the street was.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Jay, do you have any memories of the DXs?
My favorite DX memory, probably when they invaded WCW, or when they attempted to. They wouldn't open the door, yeah, let them in. Yeah. Where did they ride from, like Norfolk to Richmond, or?
No, they were in Norfolk, because that's where one of the military bases is. So they just basically came down the street in Norfolk. So I don't think they had to go that. They might have had to come from Hampton.
Okay, so I didn't think it was that far. Norfolk.
Yeah,
but that was probably my favorite memory, right at the peak of the Monday Night Wars.
It was just like the nerve of you. Like, you're really going to like bring this tank? Like, no, they're not going to let you in. But like, yeah, as a kid, you're like, oh my God, are they going to use the tank? Like, are they going to like.
DX was dope though, because so many kids got in trouble for saying suck it at school.
Suck
and
it.
Like, yes. Just doing all, and like, yes, making the, you know, the hand gesture and stuff. Like, yes, so many kids were in trouble.
It was the nasty version of the Rocks. It doesn't matter. It was like, yeah, Flash Wrestling. How do you know about this?
Like, so you guys remember, you guys remember the DX blackface that happened?
Yeah, Nation of Domination. Yeah. That's on the DVD too.
Yeah, so I guess they had a table for three recently, and it was Farouk, the Godfather, who actually owns a strip club for real now.
Living up to his name.
Yeah, and Mark Henry. Mm-hmm. And they were like, yeah, we didn't see any black. We didn't think it was racist. We were fine with it. We, you know, we know the underside of wrestling, and we know there's nothing behind that. And I'm like,
okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. We'll go under that and say it's, yeah, I don't know.
Mm. I can't believe this man really owns a strip club. I'm looking this up now.
Almost like, of course you do. Of course you
do. Yeah, he does. It's called Cheetahs.
I've heard of Cheetahs.
It's in Las Vegas. Oh, excuse me. It's a quote-unquote gentleman's club.
And D'Lo Brown, like, works the door.
See, no way.
He's one of his bouncers.
Too much.
Stop it. Yeah. You think he's one of the investors?
No, I don't know if D'Lo, like, did so well after wrestling.
But wasn't he, like, a CPA? Like, he does the books for the strip club.
I don't know. Maybe he does, but I saw the picture they showed on the
CPA.
He gained a ton of weight basically like in a suit opening the door. So I don't know if that's just the pose he was doing at the moment, but he looked like a doorman.
He is a CPA.
Yeah. So I hope he does the books for them. I hope.
He should do the books. He shouldn't just be a bodyguard.
Maybe he just so happened to be walking in and someone else was walking in. That's why he opened the door.
Well, I mean, he's holding the door open for the Godfather. Like, they're next to the door together. So
well, maybe that's just in his stomach.
Maybe it's his muscle.
Yeah.
It might be. I don't know.
Yeah, let's go with that. Anything else would make me sad.
Yeah, it would be really, really sad. But I feel like he fell off, like, really hard after the whole, who was Darren Drozdoff thing where he broke
his Oh, he broke Darren's neck.
Yeah. I don't know. What he did after that. So,
oh, who knows?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, do we have any other news? No.
Oh, well, weren't you? Didn't another one guy from the Revival like get hurt too?
Yeah, one of the Caucasians.
I couldn't tell you which one is which, but
I've been told by production.
Was it Dash or Dawson? It was either one.
Whichever one has the beard.
Whichever one
is
the one who wasn't hurt.
I think they both have beards.
Okay, yeah. Well, I don't know.
One is one you won't see. Another one isn't.
It was probably the bald one.
It was the one that wasn't injured the last time.
Yes.
Oh.
So up on our wrestling, guys.
Scott Dawson, that's his name. That one.
Whichever one that one is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he
ruptured
something.
Oh, fractured jaw. He has a fractured jaw.
No, that was the one who, that was the one guy already who was out for a while.
So,
because he got kicked in the face or something.
Oh, so maybe this is something else.
Yeah, the other one.
Oh, separated shoulder. No, that's Bailey. Oh, yeah, Bailey separated her shoulder. That's news. Anyway.
Oh, wow. Was it Dash and Dawson?
Ruptured bicep tendon tear.
Yes.
That's awful.
Scott Dawson.
This is why I don't work out. That way I never get injured.
Okay.
It works for me. Do you know I've been gaining weight and every year my blood pressure gets better? It's the weirdest thing.
That's a little backwards, but...
It's exceedingly backwards. And then I started thinking, you nurses don't know how to take the blood pressure correctly.
No, because they're medical assistants. They're not real nurses.
Yeah, that's probably
true. No offense to the medical assistants out there, but
no shade at all. But yeah, no shade at all. So that's your news for the week.
Oh, wait, there's one more news. One more news.
Me.
Glow got renewed for a second season.
Oh, it did. I heard that. 10 episodes.
Yeah. And I can't wait.
Season, but, you know, I'll get there.
As soon as I finish watching season one.
As long as Carlito got renewed, too, I'm fine with it.
Is there anybody we know, like, wrestling-wise that's made appearances on that show?
Carlito.
That's Carlito. Awesome Kong is one of the main characters. Awesome Kong, Johnny Mundo was on there.
Really? He's handsome.
Yeah, he was in, like, the first or second episode. He was the trainer. The original trainer. Who else was on there?
So none of the have been up there, like, none of the current girls?
No, Awesome Kong's one of the main characters. And I don't know about any current other than those two, because I've only gotten like halfway through the season.
Because I think we'd have known about it by now.
They'd want to get like Natalia or some other women that they don't ever put on television into the TV.
I'm kind of shocked they didn't go get like a Gail Kim or like, you know, somebody like that.
Yeah.
Like popular, but not WWE popular.
Yeah.
Oh, Brodus Clay was in there. I remember him. He was with, wasn't he a part of the Funkadactyls?
Yeah. He was the guy that they came out and danced for.
Joey Ryan.
Nope.
He was on there, and yeah, that's all I know off the top of my head.
I will attempt to watch it at some point.
And somebody named Alex Riley, who's from NXT.
I've seen him before. I think he's handsome. I don't remember.
Hulk Hogan's daughter was on there.
Oh, Brooke?
Mm-hmm.
They could have kept that.
Was she actually wrestling on the show, or was she just making an appearance?
She like had a cameo, but she wasn't wrestling. Was she trying to have a wrestling career?
That's a dumb cameo, because unless you're like really, really into wrestling, you're not gonna know who the hell Brooke Hogan is. Like just off a looks. Like you'd have to see, did they say her name? Because otherwise be like,
this is amazing. All of these wrestlers have like IMBD pages.
Did y'all know that Chavo Guerrero trained the actresses on the show?
I did.
Chavo Guerrero Jr. Clarification.
Make that money. Who is hey.
Mm-hmm. Precast already.
I'm looking through this cast like, how you? Hey, Mr. Monopoly, how you doing? You look like a snack. Anyway, I'm so sorry. We digress. This week's Raw was from a place. Toronto. Yep.
Canada.
Canada. Yep. The Miz comes out. You know, do we want to do a deep review or do we want to just do highlights? I feel like we want highlights.
Yeah, we can do highlights. Highlights.
Cool. So it starts off with Miz TV.
Must-see TV.
Bo Dallas is looking like an octoroon. Oh, it's amazing.
Looking just like his brother.
Looking just like his biracial butterfly-ass brother.
You still believe that theory? That
you still don't?
Biracial? Why? Because he got dreads?
They got
Why people grow dreads all the time?
But his dreads are really struggling.
grandmother. They're I promise not good. Does.
I'm well, we know he's been messing around with a sister, so...
You know, they always come back home. I'm not saying he's all black. I am saying he's mostly black. I'm just saying back in the day, they'd have been real upset once he started having kids, and they'd have been like, sir, why the chocolate?
Y'all know who I think got some black in them. Ty Dillinger.
For sure.
You can't look at that man and tell me somebody ain't a brother or sister in his family.
Yeah. Oh,
Ty Dillinger, the perfect 10.
I see it.
You do?
See? Yes, I see it all in the facial structure.
For a new recruit, but yeah.
See?
Yeah, he looked like one of the people. Oh no, I'm Puerto Rican. Oh, you're black. Shut up.
Like, nah, you a nigga.
Oh yeah, yes. Come on and be one of us. Yes. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they start talking to him in all kinds of Spanish. She black. Mm-hmm, that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the Miz calls out Jason Jordan, but instead Jason's daddy, Kurt Angle, comes out. He says Jason can't be on the Miz TV.
This storyline is so retarded.
But no, like every time I look at them, I'm like, I'm not sure this is actually a storyline. Like, I just don't understand.
Give it 6 months and it'll fizzle out. And they'll be like, wait, Jason who? He has a daddy? They're going to just forget all about it.
Aesthetically.
Did you guys see the face Kurt's real kids took with Jason?
Mm-hmm.
Where they had the shirts on that said like gold blooded and like they're playing it up. I like the storyline, but I would like it better if like Jason started using some of Kurt's moves. Like I need an ankle lock. I need
act like your dad.
And, like act like your daddy. And I know they tried to make his music sound something like Kurt's, but his music is trash. So they need to fix that.
There's a lot of trash music in WWE right now.
Everybody but with who? Bobby Roode,
Bobby Nakamura,
and Nakamura. Everybody else's music is meh.
Well, I would say
Naya's music is atrocious.
I like Enzo's music. I think his is good. He's he's from that time period. But like Cass has the worst music.
Yeah, that's because Cass is a Republican and he likes Donald Trump. That's why he has trash.
That's so hurtful.
That might be. It is really hurtful.
I can't believe him. How dare he? It all makes sense though, because who thinks Carmella in real life? Trump supporters.
Yeah. It's
I like Finn Balor's music for that. You know, the first two times that he came out. Now I'm over it.
I like it when he's
work when he's not the demon.
Yeah, if he's very demon centered. Yeah,
yeah.
But I do like spreading my arms and doing the thing. That's very
yeah.
Do you do it every time he comes out, Dee Dee?
Every single time.
Do you sing along with Nakamura's music too?
I do. Yep. I do, and I sway, and I do the arm movements. I can't bend my knees that bit good anymore. But
okay, let's not knock Bayomi's music. We like her music. It's very techy, EDM. We like the glow.
Those is good, too. Now, and I like that they have lyrics in them now.
Yes.
I will say, like, Seth Rollins scared the shit out of me. Like, when his music came on and they had the, burn it down! I didn't know what the hell that was. And so I thought somebody was doing a run-in. So I actually had to look up and see. And I was like, oh, no, it's just they. It's just, you know, our Black Lives Matter friend. And so I was like, cool, I like him.
Aren't we so happy we can claim him now? That's so.
I am so happy.
And Seth?
Yes.
Wait, what happened? I missed it. What did he do?
He's all about
Black Lives Matter.
Oh.
Yeah,
and you see that he tweeted at old girl from Game of Thrones, Daenerys's little assistant Black friend.
Oh, Masande?
Yeah, he was like, he's like, she's straight fire. He's like, she's gorgeous.
What? I'm
like, that you like some
she
black.
She is.
Okay. He's trying to get chose out here.
Yeah, he is. Yes.
Masande is bae.
All right, Seth. I got a curl pattern just like that. Let me wear my hair out. Okay.
Get a good wash and go to get your man.
Exactly.
Yes. I'm not mad. Okay, back to this. We digress all over the place. This one. Okay, so Angle says that Jason Jordan can't be here for Miz TV, but he does have a replacement guest for him. And Brock Lesnar's music hits. Speaking of music, I don't ever recognize his music. So everybody always pops, and I'm like, who's that? And like, I have to wait for him to come out, and I'm like,
I mean, Miz TV is must see TV. So Brock Lesnar being on there it was great.
It really is. So Miz runs down Brock and his chances of coming out of SummerSlam as the champion. Paul fires back, leads to Brock beating down everybody. Miz and Bo and Curtis Axel, baby boy. He gives all three men some German suplexes and an F5. Next, the first match of the night. Go ahead.
Can we talk about how crazy it is that The Miz is actually the one responsible for getting other wrestlers over right now?
Like, okay. Yeah. He is the workhorse of the WWE.
Coral taught him well.
He's loved it. I've always liked him, but I think it's so dope that, like, you know, Curtis Axel and Bo Dallas have long histories of being in the WWE. Like, their family, like, their generation. Yeah. And The Miz is the one responsible for helping to get them over right now. And that's hilarious. Like, no one would have ever thought that would be the case. But he has been, like, he's been a workhorse, never been hurt. Like, he's can talk like crazy on the mic. Like, he's been amazing.
He's great.
I love him.
And I like The Miz.
Go way back to, you know, to MTV days. Like, that's, I've always been like, yeah, I'm supporting that guy. Even when everybody hated him, I was like, y'all don't know. He got.
I liked him when Coral liked him. At first, I was just like, you're too much for me. It's too Ohio for me right now.
But then once Coral got him together and they became best friends, I was like, y'all don't realize, like, Mike's come from somewhere and Mike had a dream. And now Mike's good.
It's amazing.
Speaking of The Miz, what happened to Ziggles? Where has he been?
He's on SmackDown.
Nobody
but
can
not on but, anything.
I mean,
on SmackDown. You know. Listen, maybe he took a vacation. He thinks he's a comedian. Maybe he went on tour. I don't.
He's a Trump supporter.
Never mind.
That's why he's not.
No, he's not. Is he?
Is he?
No, don't do that.
Come on, Ziggles.
You gotta keep me with somebody. Like, no, Ziggles.
Hey, you know Trap Usos like don't like Trump. So
well, that at least
you got them.
Don't be me. Yeah, and I feel like the Canadians don't like him either.
Oh no,
you know, no.
I know Kevin don't. I know Sammy don't because Sammy is spicy white, so Sammy can't.
Well, Sammy really doesn't like him. Like, Sammy has a whole program for Syrian refugees and stuff. So he
exactly.
Sure
does not exactly. Like him. So Sammy's good. Mojo's one of them spicy whites, so he should be good. You know, he's not Canadian. But still.
Is Mojo, I was going to say, is he Canadian?
No, he's American, but he's still spicy white. And then, Canadian? Jericho, but I don't know.
Jericho. I don't think Jericho. Jericho's down with it. Like, no, I think Jericho's been around too long to be thinking that that guy is someone that should be president. I don't think.
Yeah, like, I can imagine him being a Republican, but not that kind of Republican.
Yeah.
Y'all know Jericho was actually born in the States.
Yeah, I did know that. Because what happens is when I like people, I Google them.
You stalk them.
I do.
That's what you do.
I do. I'm going to tell you all who I've been stalking lately. It's amazing.
Okay.
It'd be real cute if it wasn't young as hell. But anyway. Seth Rollins fought Sheamus. Cesaro distracted Rollins, which led to Sheamus getting the win via roll-up. After the match, Seth goes after Cesaro, but the numbers catch up to him. Sheamus and Cesaro beat down Rollins, and the crowd cheers for Dean, but Dean did not come out to save him because Dean is an asshole.
That was a distraction finish, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Drink that drink.
New rules. It doesn't have to be a distraction finish.
For you to drink.
A distraction. As long as there's a distraction at some point in the write-up, take a sip.
Well, that's 3 hours worth of Raw, then. It's a lot of alcohol.
So backstage, Seth asks why Dean can't get over it. And Dean says, he just can't, man. He just can't. And
he has got to let that hurt go.
I know, right? He says he has a match versus Cesaro later, and he'll do it like he always does. And he'll just go it alone.
And be bored.
Dean Ambrose is so boring in the ring. He needs to just go away for like 6 months and then come back.
Like, people always talk about how Roman has the same moves. It's like, dude, we all know that Dean is going to do that bounce off the ring, off the ring, and come back to do like a clothesline. We know every move he's going to do.
And he doesn't switch it up. He does them in order. It's like putting the same play. It's like repeating a playlist and not even shuffling it up. You just the same playlist over and over and over and over. Same song back to back to back.
You should not have a bad match against Cesaro. And I don't think the match was bad, but I just think he's boring.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing entertaining. The only good thing about it was the end when he decided to get over himself and like put his hand out. But I'm glad
that's
that
later. That's later.
Well, he also married a boring person, too. So it's two boring people.
And
could you imagine a gathering at their house?
She's lispy. And nobody told me that. And I started watching her, and I was like, she has a lisp.
I've never noticed it, and now I'm going to be upset if I can't unhear
it. Oh, it's there. And it's not subtle.
Do y'all ever notice how, and I said this to Don, now he like laughs about it all the time. Like, when Seth Rollins walks, does his shoes look like they're too big? He's got that Herman Munster. Don't they look like they're too big when he walks? Just looks really weird.
Eat out when he walks. I don't know. I have to pay attention. I don't look at that.
See, no, now you're gonna think Herman Munster every time you see him
his
walk down the ramp.
That'd be like, well, maybe he just needs space, but he doesn't need space.
No,
so, I don't know.
Yeah,
that Herman Munster walks like that.
Yeah, like his shoes are too big. Like he's trying to keep his boots on when he walks down the ramp.
Maybe they just didn't buy him new boots. They were like, here, take these. And he was like, cool.
They gave Roman's old boots?
Yeah, they were just like, they're a size 16. What do you wear at 12? Good enough.
Okay,
so next match Next match was Jason Jordan versus what was supposed to be Curtis Axel, but he wasn't cleared after Brock Lesnar beat his ass, so it ends up being a local guy. Jason Jordan hit the pop-up neckbreaker to get the victory. Next, Bayley comes out to talk about her injury. Like Jade said, she's out. She won't be able to participate in SummerSlam because of her separated shoulder.
She got booed.
She got what?
She got booed because she's boring.
Well, you know, it happens.
Boring.
So
Bayley.
When asked who will win the three-way tonight, Bayley picks Sasha to win. The three-way tonight is Sasha versus Alicia versus Emma. So, obvi, Sasha won.
So, does that mean now that Bayley's out, that means Boss Bay heel turn is going to be prolonged?
She just cannot get her heel turn in. Like, they just,
you know what I think needs to happen?
The fans don't want it.
I think it needs to be, like, now that Bayley has time to be, like, rehabbing or whatever, they need to rehash her character, and she needs to come back as the heel. She needs to get mad at Sasha taking the chances that she gets, you know, because she got hurt, or Sasha always being there or something. Like, she needs to turn on Sasha and, like, I think her hugger gimmick could actually work even more if she's like a sadistic type hugger. Like she beats your ass and then wants to give you a hug after
it. I hug you and then I whip
Yeah, because right now, like, she's just too, like, She's so, her booking has been terrible. She's so boring.
Because she's boring.
She can't talk on the mic. Even like her speech when she was talking about her injury, I was just like, girl, nobody cares. I need you to hurry on up.
And girl, all she talks about is her hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
Nobody
cares. Don't nobody care about them.
Yeah. And I'm like, why would they, like, that whole thing that she did in the ring should have been backstage. Why did she come out to the ring to talk about her? Like, no one cares. And I'm like, that could have just been something they did backstage. And then maybe, like, the booing wouldn't have been so bad for her if she would have been backstage and not had to come out to the ring for that. Like,
well, true enough, because if I spend 3 hours at Raw, I want matches, damn it. I don't want to hear Bayley talking no ring. Like, give me some shit.
Right, right.
But anyway, Sasha won the match, and she advances to the number one contenders match next week on Raw. Braun Strowman has a promo with Renee on his match with Roman Reigns tonight, which will be a last man standing match. Enzo comes out, brings out Big Show. They make some jokes about Kaz, and the Good Brothers come out. The Good Brothers challenge Enzo and Big Kaz. What had Big happened Show. Was Kaz comes down and distracts the Big Show.
Drink. Do it.
The Gallows hits the Big Show with the big boot. That leads to the Good Brothers hitting the boot of doom onto Enzo. They get the win. Enzo dives out on Kaz. They go to be fighting back and forth, and then Big Show lays out Kaz with a KO punch.
That's because he voted for Trump. That's why he knocked him out. That's
exactly why. Because the Big Show is a Democrat. I refuse to believe otherwise.
No, I don't think. Yeah. Who else does not care about this Big Cass and Enzo situation?
Oh, like, I don't care.
I kind of cared at first, but then it's just like, okay, he beat you up. Now go to 205 Live and go prosper. Like,
exactly. The thing is, he probably won't prosper on 205 Live because he can't wrestle better than anybody on the, who's on that show.
Well, he
can he wrestle? I've never actually seen Enzo wrestle. I always see him laid out.
He's not that good of a wrestler.
So can he actually? So he's just good on the mic.
So yeah, he needs to be somebody's
really good on the mic.
Yeah, he needs to basically be an agent or like a manager for somebody. He needs to be.
So what happened was they needed to write a storyline where Enzo got his ass beat. Oh, this is what should have happened. What happened with Cass happened with Cass, but we didn't find out it was Cass until like next year. And this whole time that Enzo was injured, it was like really bad and he couldn't wrestle. So he ends up accidentally and like by default being the valet. And then a whole year from now, video package, because you know the police followed up. And then we find out that Cass did it. See, hire me.
That would have worked.
WWE?
There he is. Hire me.
Like, WWE messed up by not giving them the belts because they, like,
yes,
they,
for sure.
And, like, people would have cared about them breaking up if they would have won some stuff together. And they, but they,
and it was like, we still cared, but we don't 6 weeks don't, care.
Yeah, because, like, yeah, it's like, yeah, I'm like, this is not, and it was just dumb. Like, yeah. I don't understand why Corey Graves was a part of it. I just, and like,
this is why, tattoos are nice.
He's yeah, he's
pretty. That's pretty much it. I like his tattoos.
Yeah, I like his tattoos and a little swoop in his hair.
Yeah.
But it's just like, they dragged out too long. And it was,
if he grows a beard, he'll be bae.
Yeah. Because I was, like, I thought that, like, they were going to have him be more involved than what he was involved. I thought his involvement was kind of stupid. It was just,
it was like, y'all know WWE like to crash and burn when they see this thing on the horizon.
Yeah.
He's just a nosy hub.
They should hire us.
Do this for drama.
They should just let, like, just take a week and let the entire WrestleCast family just write a week's worth of SmackDown and Raw.
They'll be like, you assholes, you don't know anything. The whole time, everybody's like, never would have predicted it. Who knew? Okay, so anyway, Dean versus Cesaro. Ambrose gets the win with a roll-up after Sheamus tried to, what? Distract him. Great. So afterwards, Cesaro and Sheamus beat Dean down, and Seth comes to his rescue. So finally, Dean's looking at Seth, and he's like, put her there, pal, and reaches his arm out. And looks at it like, nah. And he walks away like, fuck your feelings.
He said, put her there, pal.
And that's what it looked like to me. I don't know.
Did it look like Dean Ambrose was crying for a hot second? I was like, is he crying? I feel like he's tearing up.
He probably lost a little bit more of that hairline, got emotional. He needs to leave it off. Okay, next, Daivari versus Tozawa. Tozawa wins with the Atomic Senton Bomb. Daivari is a snack. I just thought I'd put that out there.
Yes, he
really
is.
He eats a snack.
Mm-hmm. He's a snacky snack. I was looking at him like,
Is he not part of the, what's Titus's, the Titus brand?
No,
he's not part of
Tozawa. Right. Yeah.
Tozawa and who else? Apollo Crews, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate
Drops.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chocolate Drops.
Okay, so the other three-way match for the number one contenders match for next week for the women's title is Nia versus Mackie versus Dana Brooke. I'm sure you'll be shocked to hear that Nia pinned Dana after the big leg drop to win, and she will face Sasha next week for the chance to face Bliss at SummerSlam.
I kind of feel like it needs to be Nia who goes over. Only because I know she's not going to, but I know because Nia and Alexa they're supposed to be kind of friends behind the scenes, yeah. So, or at least even on the show too, so it'll be cool to see them. But it's not believable for Alexa to do any kind of damage to Nia.
Correct. Because
she's 2 feet tall and 100 pounds.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it'll be Sasha. Unless that's when Bayley is able to come back or something, and then Bayley screws Sasha over, and then Nia wins, and then Bayley and Sasha have their thing.
You know, if it happens, I want our check.
Mm-hmm.
Or alternately, front row seats at WrestleMania. We'll take those too. Thank you.
We need the hotel paid for too.
Yeah. Yeah,
that would be nice. Ooh, I need to
an airfare, get life and meals.
I feel like I might can do myself. You know, get me a good Southwest deal. I'll be all right. Last time I went, it was only $270 something.
Well, why do that when you get WWE to pay for it?
You're right.
I'm really mad. Go to next year.
Exactly.
You know, when you know people give you an inch, they take the mile. I don't want them.
You didn't want to take the mile. Take the mile. No, they can afford it.
If they're gonna offer,
they can. And who better than us?
Exactly. Yeah. The Rascal Cast.
Right.
Ladies.
Ladies. Glow. Yes. Oh, we could have glow in the dark braids. What?
Like Naomi.
I would do that.
That would be so cute. If there's like a bunch of black chicks at a wrestling event and we all had like home dark braids for Naomi, that would be
the glow is here.
Okay, anyway. Gold does promo. He says he's searching for his next hero or his villain or his next leading lady. Backstage, Angle grants Big Cass a match with the Big Show at SummerSlam with the stipulation that Enzo will be suspended above the ring in a shark cage. Who did that? Who happened? What was that? That was Chris Jericho last year? Who was in the shark cage?
Yeah, it was Jericho.
It was Jericho.
Why do I remember that?
It was KO versus somebody with Jericho above the ring.
I think it was KO against AJ.
Was it? Okay, I was going to say it wasn't Cena.
That's when KO and Chris were best friends.
Yes.
So up there so he couldn't interfere.
Yes.
Speaking of, how Chris Jericho just gonna come, make a cameo, and then disappear again?
Because he's Chris Jericho.
He can't do that to us. I need him and the list and the stars and the light-up jacket. I need it every week.
I don't know if I've ever discussed why I'm confused as to how AJ hadn't already been on the list, but maybe this is a new list.
Maybe. Since he left for a little bit, he's like, I lost the old one.
You know, it's clean slate. Like, let's start slate. Over.
I love how people get so upset when he's like, do you know what happened? And they get on the list, they legitimately look like weird.
Maybe the list put you in like coach on the airplane.
I think my favorite list moment was when, was it Tom Phillips?
No.
No, it wasn't Tom Phillips, but Chris Jericho thought it was Tom Phillips. The guy's like, I'm not Tom Phillips. And he's like, do you know what happens to people who don't know their names? He was like, I'm not Tom Phillips, though. He's like, shut up, Tom Phillips.
Oh, that was great. Okay.
I missed.
Okay, last match of the night was Roman versus Braun. What happened? Okay.
First of all, Roman technically won.
Roman absolutely won, and that's the bullshit. Because at the end, when Roman did whatever he did and hit Braun with the spear, they were at number 7. When he stood up,
and even though he was getting choked out, he was still on his feet.
And even though he got choked out, he was still on his feet, and that damn referee stopped counting. So if he was down and never got back up, and Roman magically got down after about 13 seconds, he still won.
Exactly.
But, you know, whatever.
Vinny Mac on that BS.
Highlights include running down the ramp and spearing the fuck out of Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman using a chair as a baseball. And shit.
Look, I have one of those chairs and they are not light.
No, he threw it like it was nothing. It's like, wait, how?
That's why they got wheels so he can roll them things. They're heavy as shit. And he just threw it like it was nothing.
He threw it like a damn frisbee.
like Jesus.
I was like, this is not okay.
Like, where was he at when I was moving 2 weeks ago?
Exactly.
Like, you were in the wrong business. But yeah. Man. So because of shenanigans, Braun Strowman won the last man standing match, and that's how your Raw ended for this week.
Ladies and gentlemen, backed by popular demand, the Titus Worldwide press conferences. Win, lose, or draw, we here, baby. What's up?
Titus, hold on, man. Look who's back.
Hey, there he is. Hey, who? Mike Rome. Hey, Mike Rome. Hey.
Hold up. Hey.
Come on, man.
You can't do all that. You gotta be professional.
Be professional.
Yeah, slow down, man.
We the ones that have fun around here. Fire away with your question.
Tozawa, your shoulder looks better. You look like you're 100%. How did you heal up so fast?
そうですね。もう僕の方はもう全然大丈夫です。うん。
Yep.
Let me translate.
Tell him
what he said.
So what he said is, he's pumped. He's very pumped.
Well, I was under the impression that he just simply said, Hey, Dana. Hey, what's going on?
Not much. I just wanted to let you know that I am really excited to be part of Titus. I want to get this right. Titus Worldwide.
I understand. Practice maybe in the mirror at home by yourself, you know. You know, Dana, I told you last week, you know, you got all the makings of a star, and we'd love to have you in Titus Worldwide. But you gotta find yourself. You know what I mean? We know ourselves. You know what I mean? Titus Worldwide. We know ourselves. Well respected, well connected. Find yourself, girl. You know what I mean?
Country strong.
Hey,
Country strong.
Why don't you tell me how to say bye bye in Japanese?
That's a good one.
Bye bye.
Oh, that's simple.
Bye bye. We'll do the worldwide, though, you know?
Yeah. Titus Worldwide in the house.
Next week. Oh, so tomorrow, today, what am I saying? SmackDown. Yes, thank you.
Also from
Toronto. Woo. Cena comes out. He says words. I don't care about them, even though they reference Nakamura. Then Corbin comes out and interrupts Cena, which is like, look at you doing good in the world.
You like him?
No, but I like when he interrupts John Cena.
Okay.
Yeah. He's doing great, Speedy. Like, yes.
But I did chuckle slightly when John Cena called Corbin a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Just a little. But I didn't want to laugh too much because I don't want to give Cena too much credit because he didn't even come up with that on his own. So
I know he saw it on a sign. So somebody
shout out to the sign holder.
Yeah.
Shout out to the sign holder. So Corbin's like, it doesn't matter because I don't even need to beat you, John Cena. So he goes to the back. Daniel Bryan comes out, makes a match between John Cena and Baron Corbin for SummerSlam. First match of the night, the Usos versus Sami Zayn and Ty the Black Man Dillinger. The Usos win via submission. Ty taps out to the Tequila Sunrise. They're doing an in-ring promo when Big E appears on the stage and Xavier and Kofi attack the Usos from behind. Come on, heel tactics. Yeah,
I like the little, like, the different side of the... I like that they're back in their track suits now. Mm-hmm. Like, they were wearing when they first came out. So I'm like, ooh, are we going to see? But they can't go heel because the Usos are, like, so good at being heel right now.
Yeah.
I don't want them to switch them.
It's just, like, a rough face. Just, like, a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I like this feud between these two teams.
It's
I
good.
Like it.
And they have good matches. Really good. Mm-hmm.
I think because, you know, they're ethnic and they got a lot of flavor. So it's just it's not that, your typical... one of the things.
They're friends in real life, like, and they hang out all the time, so they probably, like, crack each other all the time. So, like, the rap battle, that's probably stuff they joke about behind the scenes.
Oh my gosh,
that
was
they just
so
brought it to us in real life. But I think because they're such good friends, they're able to, like, make it real or seem real to us.
Yeah. But they have a chemistry of, like, knowing somebody.
That
yeah,
rap battle better win a slammy.
Yeah. if they're not even doing it this year, I don't think. But yeah, I think the ethnic thing too, them actually having a little bit of flavor and being able to like deliver lines that would be funny to us, maybe not to everybody, but to us, mm-hmm. I think helps too.
Mm-hmm. There's a Randy Orton promo. Again, nobody cares.
Boo.
Next is Fashion Peaks, Don's favorite part of the show.
Yes.
Fandango returns and says he has been given powers to see into the future. He says the next person who comes through the door was the one who kidnapped Tully. I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking Scully from
Sure, let's go with that. Arn Anderson walks in, revealing he was the one who stole Tully. Tune in next week for the rest.
Was Tully that? It was that horse, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you just said? Okay, my bad.
So I'm just going to be honest. I've never watched Twin Peaks before. So it was a lot of the stuff, it just goes over my head. I'm just like, I know it's funny. It's supposed to be.
Yeah.
What this show's about.
All I really know is it's about creepy Caucasian people.
Yeah, there's a lot
and
of aliens.
It's like, yeah, like mysticism, aliens, weirdness.
But all I
and
know
if I had cable, I would watch it. But
yeah,
they did the
I'm
remake.
Just happy for Fandango and Breeze because they're getting over without even having to be in the ring. Like they're doing something that I don't think any other superstars on the roster could do what they're doing right now, and actually have people laughing at home and in the arenas. So mm-hmm. good for them. But I like just personally, I don't get it. I like them too, so I watch it every time, and I'm like, maybe I should watch Twin Peaks so I can understand what's happening. But
yeah. But some of it is definitely like over the heads of most people.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know, it's just one of those. It's you know, like the you know. Jokes in a Disney movie. Some of them are made for the kids and some of them are made for the adults.
Yep, exactly.
So yeah, next is Lana versus Charlotte. And Lana has some moments where she looked like she was somebody, but she ain't nobody.
Her ring gear is so trash now.
Lana's?
It was trash before, but when they added the little shorts underneath because she was about to like expose herself to the entire crowd, like it looks terrible. She looks, it's and then her weave is so bad. Like if you're going to wear a ponytail, mm-hmm. like I need you to blend.
Yeah, them textures and them colors.
That seems to be a problem with all the women in WWE, except for Naomi, of course. Like, the blending is just, the blending is really bad. I watched SmackDown, and I completely missed this match. So was it that quick, or?
It wasn't that quick.
It wasn't that bad, but.
It wasn't like a squash, but it definitely wasn't drawn out or anything. It was like, take your 4 minutes and go do that.
I definitely don't remember seeing either of them on SmackDown, because I was wondering, like, where's Charlotte?
She was around, being herself.
Lana ripped her pants off. Like, did you see that in the middle of the match? So when she did like a flip, I guess she was trying to pull Charlotte down, and she pulled her shorts down. And you could see that you could see the guys behind the ring, like their faces light up, and you could see Charlotte trying to pull her pants back up.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so I'm sure she wasn't happy about that when she went backstage. But
Lana probably got her ass kicked for real then later.
I don't think they really like her for real, for real. Like, they say that she has heat backstage because she got so many title shots right out the gate, and a lot of the girls are not happy about it.
I mean, but it's not.
I mean, I could see it. If I was somebody like an Emma or an Alicia Fox or whoever else is on the roster who've been around forever,
and
this girl comes and gets 3 title shots back to back to back.
Well, but that's not even her fault.
It's not her fault.
You know, so it's one of those.
Vinnie Mac.
I can imagine being in the moment and being mad at her, but realistically, you got to talk to your people and be like, what the fuck is this?
You got to just, I think it's the whole situation, the same thing that happened with Eva. She just kind of came out of nowhere and they saw this girl and they're like, let's put her in the top. So it makes all these people who've been working really, really hard like, what the hell, I'm not pretty enough and that's why you're not giving me a push.
Right.
I think that could be what, I don't know if you watch Total Divas, but she's a horrible personality. Like, she is not.
She's a train wreck. She's so annoying. I stopped watching it because of her. Like, that was one of the main reasons. I can't do Brie, Nikki, and Lana all in the same show. It's just too much stupidity and it's just too much caucasity going on.
Yeah, Lana was
in that show
really bad. Like, when she got mad at Renee because Renee and Naomi were like friends and getting along, and she wasn't the center of attention anymore, and she tried to come for Renee, and Naomi had to like take her out of the balcony because she was about to get into a fight with Renee because they were having fun without her. Like, she was just the baby. And I was.
Is that the one where she threatened to call the police?
Yeah. And I'm like, this is the worst thing they could have ever did for her character, is putting her on that show, because I don't want to root for her now because she's just a terrible person on the TV show. So I'm like, I don't want you to do well. I want you to go away.
I remember when she was getting ready to get married and she was like being super dramatic and crying at her bachelorette party because you're going to be really married.
I think when she was getting married and she went to Bulgaria or whatever, and then Rusev took her to this church and didn't tell her that the priest or whatever was going to like dunk her entire head in water and then cut her hair and then like do all this stuff. Like, Rusev didn't tell her any of that. She had every right to be pissed about that. But the rest of the stuff, she was just like super annoying and over the top. And I don't really care for her so much. So
I can't.
I don't like go.
They need to give Bayomi and Jimmy their own show.
Yes, they're the part, and that's why they keep bringing her back, because she's hilarious. Like, the two of them are just, like, the best part of the show. but all we see are the Bellas and John being a jerk to not to Nikki. And
aren't you excited about this marriage that's never going to happen? Like, oh my
God. Nikki ain't never getting married.
He's going to find every excuse in the book to not have this wedding, and I cannot wait to that's one of them. It's warmer. Amazing. Oh, I'm in this movie. Oh, I'm doing
speaking this. Speaking of the Bellas. Did you guys, when you watched SmackDown, did you hear JBL say that Daniel Bryan looks like a homeless lumberjack?
Yeah.
And it tickled me.
I can't stop the laugh. okay. So news that matters. Shane came out.
He wanted
to set his role and tell everybody what his role would be as the guest ref in the U.S. title match. Owens comes out, you know, never forgets because petty. And he's like, well, I trust you because it's not like you're going to, like, root for AJ. Because remember, AJ beat your ass and showed the video of AJ indeed beating Shane's ass and throwing him through the car window and all that good stuff. So then Owens and Styles do a push and shove. It leads to AJ hitting Shane with the Pele kick on accident, quote unquote. And he's just looking at Shane, like, gets up and looks at AJ like, are you serious, my dude? Like, you gonna kick me? So yeah, next, Lana and Tamina are backstage exchanging words, and at least Tamina saying she wants Lana to help her get a title shot because Tamina's got the power, but Lana's got the beauty, and beauty is all that matters.
This is so, I don't like it. I don't,
it's two people with no personality as a team. I don't see where this is going.
See, the Charlotte and Lana were like getting into it on Twitter about wrestling and stuff, and I guess Charlotte was like, yeah, I've got all the skill and stuff and I'm really, really good. And then Lana's comeback is I'd rather be beautiful than be a good wrestler in the ring or something like that. And it's like, you know what you do for a living. You are a wrestler. So
Lana, she is a blonde though. So I'm just,
I don't know what this whole thing is with Tamina. I hope there's a payoff for it. I don't like that they're framing it as Lana being this gorgeous girl and Tamina not. Because to me, Tamina's pretty to me.
Tamina's gorgeous.
Yeah, and I don't like that they're kind of framing her as this, like, ogre next to this pretty blonde girl.
Well, that's what they do to Nia every week. She's a monster. She's a beast. And I'm like, she's beautiful.
Gorgeous. Yeah, I don't like that. So I hope...
Nia does need to rethink on her little onesie, though. But yes.
Girl, gorgeous. That onesie drives me nuts.
She's talking about on Chris Jericho's show that she got the idea from Beyonce. And I'm like, Beyonce wears leotards, girl. What are you talking about?
No. I think, and you know what? She's not that big of a girl. I feel like that outfit makes her look bigger than what she actually is.
I think she's bigger than we think she is.
Maybe.
Because they talked about her weight on that podcast, and she was like, oh no, that's my real weight. She's like, I'm a big girl. But yeah.
She's beautiful,
that
though.
Outfit
so ain't nothing wrong.
That outfit makes her look bigger.
It does.
For sure.
It's not flattering.
At all. No. Like, she would look thinner if she came out in a female version of Braun Strowman's outfit.
Now,
long little pants and a little tank top. I know she can't really wrestle in that, but she would look smaller.
That's what Tamina wrestles in.
Yeah.
You're right.
Some pants. Like, she would look smaller than having that, like, fake illusion thing going on in her stomach that just makes her look like she's hiding her stomach.
A football player. Like, I wish that they would just let her be, like, there's so many dudes who find her gorgeous and women who find her gorgeous. Like, let her be a beautiful ass, like, destroyer. Like, she can be gorgeous, mm-hmm. and you don't gotta talk about how much bigger. Like, just let her be a beautiful mammoth destroyer girl, like something. I don't know, but like, mm-hmm. I don't like how they're
like the Attack of the 50-foot Woman, just like a big girl, just
yeah.
I don't know, but
fat
I like
girl, but just like, that's a big girl. Like, when you look at Braun Strowman, you're not like, that's a fat guy. You're like, that's a big dude.
But back to Tamina, I don't like what they're doing with her. I hope that they go away from this. You need this gorgeous girl to get you a title shot. You're not pretty enough to get it for yourself. Like, I don't like that at all.
Same.
Yeah.
You know what else I don't like? Carmella. I
don't like her either.
Her nose is really weird, and I don't like it.
I thought it was just me.
Oh, her nose looks like it's been broken a couple times or something.
Well, maybe it has. She's like an asshole from Staten Island. I'm sure it's
remember. Do you remember,
like, she's been in my professional, like, dance troops for, like, the basketball teams. I'm sure they get into arguments.
Yeah. Do you remember, like, the remake of the Brady Bunch movies where
Marcia
got her nose broken? That's what her nose looks like in real life. And every time I see her, I'm just like, Carmella. Carmella, Carmella, Carmella. It's just like,
oh, oh gosh. Oh, that's so funny. Okay, so Carmella had a match with Naomi. Naomi's winning, of course, but then James Ellsworth comes from under the ring and distracts Naomi, which allows Carmella to hit the super kick and get the win. Directly after, Natty Bo confronts Carmella and Ellsworth in the back and warns them to stay away from her title match at SummerSlam. There's an interview with Nakamura. There's a match between Randy and Jinder.
Boo.
Randy won, but Randy got attacked by Rusev on the ramp as the show ended.
He needs to go away. Randy Orton's run since he came back from his marriage and his baby or whatever happened to him has been trash. Yeah. Like, he's not entertaining at all. And maybe it's because I know he's a Trump supporter that I really can't stand him.
It doesn't help for sure.
But he's been really boring.
And also, he's just, okay, you win. You hit the RKO out of nowhere every time. Yeah,
great.
Shocker. Like, you know, it's not original anymore.
Because you know what, I'll say this. I might not like Cena, but he has good matches still. Like, his really good matches.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get that with Randy.
Yeah, like, and he's willing to, like, lose and be like, oh, yeah, you lost.
Puts over other wrestlers. And it's like, we know that Randy is a technically gifted wrestler and he's amazing. But it's like, what are you doing to better the people who are in the ring with you? Because none of your matches, and granted, Jinder's not that great of a wrestler either. Like, he's only got a couple of moves and stuff, and we know he's got the title because WWE.
How dare you talk about the modern day Maharaja like that?
I love him because I like that we got a brown guy with the belt. But we know he only has a title because WWE has just ventured into India and is trying to reach those millions of fans who are there.
They just ventured into China this week. So does that mean Nakamura's going to be the next champion? I know he's not Chinese. I know he's Japanese.
I would say that he might get the belt and then Baron comes out and actually takes it from him because he's got the
Money in the Bank. Okay.
Yeah, Money in the Bank title.
That's what I think. Cool.
Naomi, obviously a disappointing loss to Carmella tonight with some interference from James Ellsworth. You have Natalya at SummerSlam. What's going through your mind right now?
You know what? A good player recognized good game. They got me tonight. Congratulations. Out of sight, out of mind. James Ellsworth has been on suspension, you know? And tonight, they got me. But tonight isn't what matters. What matters is SummerSlam. So no matter if it's Natalya, if it's that sneaky Ellsworth, if Carmella does decide to cash in, no matter what they do on that night, nothing or no one is getting this title off of me.
Raise your hand if you watched NXT. Hands down.
I watched part of it.
What part did you watch?
I watched the part when
they advertised SummerSlam.
When Bobby Roode came out with his security or whatever, and he was talking to Drew McIntyre, and then I put them on mute.
Drew McIntyre is very aesthetically pleasing, but then
he very much is.
He said he wants to be the John Cena of NXT.
That's so unfortunate. Why don't you just be the Drew McIntyre?
Strive to be higher.
Do better. Why not? Be better. Don't cheat your wife.
Yeah.
I mean, allegedly. You know.
Allegedly.
Don't divorce your wife.
Well, I'm glad Three Man Band members back in the company.
Yeah.
That's good.
I like that. What else did I watch? I feel like I watched...
There was a match between the Metro Brothers and Street Profits.
I watched that.
Okay. So you saw Montez Ford get the tag and hit the frog splash to get the win.
I did. I don't know
these names. I'm just telling you what's on the paper.
No, yeah, I like them. And cool. I heard people saying, like, oh, they're better. They're going to be better than the New Day. But I'm
let's not go that far.
No, I feel like they're really, really good, but I think they might struggle on the main roster because their whole gimmick is very much geared towards us. It's like food. For us, by us. And when you get on that main roster, you have to appeal to everybody. And there's a lot of people who are not going to get what they are doing because it's very urban and there's a lot of people who don't get it. Whereas the New Day can do the urban thing, but then they can be black geeks and bring in like the comic book.
They're more universal.
They're way more universal. So they're both good in different ways. I think it's cool that we have, you know, black people like actually doing really well in WWE and kind of like forging their own way and doing their and it's not like super gimmicky to where it just seems like a character, even though it is kind of gimmicky, but it's like we know guys who are like these two dudes. Everybody does.
Gotcha.
So I like it.
Cool. So, when Bobby Roode and Drew McIntyre were in the ring, Roderick Strong came out and challenged Bobby Roode to a fight. He said, you can have your fight with me, but you got to go beat Drew McIntyre first. So, beat McIntyre versus Strong. And if Strong beats Drew McIntyre, then after TakeOver Brooklyn, he will get a title shot. So, next match, Oney Lorcan? Oney?
Sure.
Oney? O-N-E-Y.
How?
O-N-E-Y.
Oney.
Oney Lorcan versus Danny Burch.
We sure know a lot about wrestling.
We're so good at this, my God. So good. Burch counters Lorcan's Boston Crab into a jackknife cradle, and Danny Burch gets the win. There's no distractions. What is this? Okay, next. Cien Almas versus
No Way. It's Triple H's program.
Cien Almas versus No Way, Jose. Come on, Ethnics. Cien Almas gets the win by way of the Hammerlock DDT. After the match, Zelina Vega, also known as Thea Trinidad, calls out Johnny Gargano for Brooklyn TakeOver. Now, I believe Thea Trinidad is Austin Aries' fiance and her wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I know things. Boom.
We know personal stuff.
We know the gossip. So, yeah, that's how NXT ends, I should say. Raise your hand if you saw Lucha Underground. No?
Negativo.
Same. I was too busy at karaoke.
I was working.
Oh, look at you. I didn't like it. No shit.
Love it. Yeah, no, I like the shiznit.
Okay.
I've been down with Lucha Underground since day one-ish.
Lucha is lit.
Hey.
And it's only an hour.
It is.
So it's beautiful.
It is. I love the storyline.
It's great. Only problem is it goes so quick and they don't have replays, so you'd be like, wait, what?
What just happened?
Rewind it. I'd just be like, what? Huh? What?
Yes, I love Lucha Underground.
So quick overview.
It's a really great product.
It is. First match was Rabbit Tribe. I don't know who that is, though. Versus Taya.
Peach. Girl, you don't know about the Rabbit Tribe.
No, girl. Who them people?
Where she go? We lost her.
That's okay. She'll come tell me who they were eventually.
Yeah. The best stuff.
The what? No.
It's you, Jade.
I'm back.
Oh, are you, though?
Yeah, I don't know. Uh-oh, Jade.
Okay, tell me who the Rabbit Tribe is again.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I only watch Underground. They're very exciting to watch, though, too.
Oh.
Ring and do cool stuff. And
do they literally hop around the ring?
Hence the reason they beat Underground on Wednesday.
Oh, interesting. So, the point of the match is that the winners will earn Gift of the Gods medallions. Paul London hit the Shooting Star Press on Ricky Mandel. So, Paul London is a part of the Rabbit Tribe.
He is.
And he got the win.
Fought Mil Muertes in the first round of the Cueto Cup.
Oh,
but it wasn't good enough. He had on the all white.
Yes, that sounds familiar. Yes. Mm-hmm. So next, Benji the Agent and Johnny Mundo are telling the other members of the Worldwide Underground to step it up after losing to the Rabbit Tribe because Taya, PJ,
just like their DD.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Next, Mil Muertes versus Jeremiah Crane. Jeremiah comes off the middle turnbuckle but gets caught in the flatliner and Muertes gets the win. You got to say it like you're Melissa Santos, though.
Trina, do the afterward?
I don't know. It's not in the notes. Hold on. Katrina comes up later. Hold on. So, FBI agents show up to Cueto's office and tell Cueto he is Councilman Delgado's replacement. The thing you have to understand about having watched before is there's wrestling, but there's a whole telenovela going on. Like interspersed, exactly. So you gotta keep it going. It's deep, it's real, it's amazing.
I like that. So,
gracias. I'm from Nuevo Mexico, so you know I can like fake it a little bit, just a little bit. The Dominican lady told me my accent was bomb, though. I was like, oh, see? I was like, gracias. Yes. Okay, so next match was Tejano versus Pentagon Dark. Famous B tries to listen. I'm gonna do it. You know how like Jada does on like the little everyday Italian show? She'd be like, spaghetti. You'd be like, bitch, spaghetti. She'd be like, mozzarella. Like, girl, go on somewhere. It's fun, so I get why she does it. Famous B tries to help Tejano by slipping him a horseshoe, but Pentagon Dark gets the horseshoe instead and knocks out Tejano to get the win. Famous B begs Pentagon Dark not to break Tejano's arm. Instead, Pentagon breaks the arms of Famous B and Brenda. What did Brenda do? That's fucked up. Brenda had nothing to do with this. So then, at the end, Katrina...
for himself, and he got his arm broken.
And got Brenda's arm broken. Brenda didn't have nothing to do with anything.
Brenda, too. They just trying to build up their team, man.
Respectful. Katrina comes to see the police captain, Vasquez. The two ladies have a convo about the gods coming back and what that means for everybody. The captain says he wants the gauntlet, Cage's Nintendo Power Club, and Mil Morgan is the only one who can get it from him. The officer agrees to give Katrina her half of the medallion if Mil Morgan can accomplish the task.
This is Katrina, still wrestling?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Here's the kicker. Katrina reveals, are you ready?
She that pregnant.
Police
ready.
Captain Vasquez is her mother.
Oh, wow. Dun, dun, dun.
Mind blown.
This is wrestling. I need to watch this more often. I
listen,
no,
when I first heard of it, if you ever remember, there was a show on Saturday mornings where they did like martial arts, and it was like a real live Street Fighter or like Mortal Kombat. And in between them like fighting, they would win awards. And it was like, oh, that's cute. And then there were always like interstitials about the drama going on in the club. It was like, this is that, but for like adults. And they were like, yeah, that's exactly what this is.
Wow. I love Lucha Underground. I love it. It's great.
It's good fun. You have to know that it's wrestling, but it's like Lucha. I will jump from 20 feet in the air. I'm not waiting for a pay-per-view. I'm going to just do it on a random Wednesday.
Like, I remember the first time I saw Lucha Underground. It was so random. I was flipping through the channels and it was on Telemundo. And I'm like, this is like 4 years ago. It was great. It was in all Spanish. Had no clue what they were saying. Sexy Star was on there. And
what
I'm
is
like,
a sexy star?
Chick, what is a sexy star? I'm like, this chick is fighting with the dude.
Yeah.
And I've been hooked ever since.
Yeah, there was one episode, my favorite episode, where there was like a gauntlet where there was this one man fought four women. And he like was taking an ass on a whooping, but winning until the fourth girl who like shut his shit all the way down.
It was a sexy star.
It was not. What's she was Asian.
No. No, it's great. It's great. And they got some hottie.
I'm going to have to like...
Mm-hmm. You're missing out.
I am. When does it come on? Is it on Wednesdays?
Wednesday nights on the El Rey Network.
Okay.
Which is a very random network, yes.
Yeah, so just ask Don.
But the good thing is it comes on at 9 and 8 o'clock. So, like, if you can't make the 8, you can watch it at the 9.
You can see
like,
okay. Yeah.
Okay.
It's really great. I like the way they build the stories. And it's a true.
Everything's connected.
Build up. Like, everything connects. It makes sense. And they have live mariachi bands, too.
They do. And because it's, like, not live, they've made the storyline way before we saw it. So there's none of that, like, raw bullshit where it's like, wait, that's not what we did. What?
Okay.
And y'all just
like,
did this on the
if
fly?
If you're confused, it's because they made it be confusing for you. Not, like, if you're confused at Raw, because they just forgot the plot.
Okay.
Like that Jason Jordan Kurt Angle plot, it will be forgotten soon.
Yes.
Remember how they forgot how Triple H and Stephanie were married during the Attitude Era, and then all of a sudden they popped up married again? Yeah.
Yeah.
Married and divorced, and now all of a sudden they're married again. Yeah. So.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
Ooh, well, all right. So, I did watch partially, what's that thing called? Impact. I don't really have anything for
that
you.
Still comes on?
Oh, of course it does. They got sold to Jeff Jarrett's company, so... Nothing.
But wasn't
changed.
He like one of the original owners of it though?
Yeah, probably. I don't know what these people got going
See,
on.
I'm confused with their storyline too. I don't even know what's going on. It's so, real life.
I missed the gist of it, but the main event was a guy I don't know. what's his name? Sanjay Dutt and
no clue.
Alberto Del Rio, or El Patron as he's known over there.
Wait,
versus
the page spinner.
Versus Bobby Lashley. Low key, and another guy I don't know. And, you know, the heel team ends up being Bobby Lashley and them, and they won. So, that happened.
Wait, so when Jeff Jarrett bought it, they changed the name of it and they added...
It was always Impact. What happened was it was TNA.
It was TNA Impact, and now it's what, GFW Impact?
They just kept calling it Impact. Like, for the longest time, they didn't call it TNA. They just called it Impact. But, like, okay. We all knew it was TNA. And then when he bought it, I think they did some, like, competitions to, like, what do you call it when you, the titles, mm-hmm. enter, whatever the fuck the word is, I'm sorry. I can't think of it, but to consolidate the titles. So they did all that to consolidate, like, the women title over there and the one at TNA. They did all that. Okay. And then it's still Impact. It's just green. Okay. And it does say GFW, like, at the top of the thing.
So I, like, fell out of wrestling when, like, TNA first came on. Mm-hmm. Is TNA supposed to be, like, a play on tits and ass?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if it was on purpose, but eventually they just went with it.
Okay.
It's called Total Nonstop Action, but it's like, you knew what you know what the letters are. You know what you're doing.
Didn't, what's his name just leave there? Cody Rhodes and his wife? Didn't they just leave?
I think Cody left and not his wife.
Okay, I have to ask
his wife left.
I think they both left.
No,
Cody was on Ring of Honor.
Yeah,
they're both on Ring of Honor now.
Oh, okay.
He left somewhere because they wouldn't work with her schedule because she just booked some television show or something. So she's only on Ring of Honor now. What do y'all think about her? She's, for some reason, like, I used to really like her.
I don't think about her at all.
But she's kind of, like, rubbing me the wrong way ever since she's left WWE.
What?
Like,
I think she's become more of a diva.
She's become, yeah, and I don't know. It's like this whole, like, they wouldn't let me carry the Rhodes name, and I'm a true Rhodes, and.
Oh, girl.
Like, all of that, and I'm just like, and, like, she wrestled the other day in polka dots, and I'm like...
She's wrestling?
Yeah, she's always like, you know, they couldn't let me wrestle in the other company, and now, I'm a true wrestler, and I'm a real Rhodes, and this is my family, and I'm like, yeah.
Oh, she's doing the most.
But you're doing the most. Like, I need you to chill.
Like, he was your father-in-law, not your
law,
father.
Exactly, oh, and I'm like, it just... She's like, I fought so hard to use the Rhodes last name because WWE wouldn't let her use Rhodes. She's like, I'm a Rhodes, not a Styles. And it's just like, girl.
No, she's a Runnels by Mary.
Yeah. Right. Like, that's not even their real name.
Yeah. She's doing too much, and it just comes across really cocky. And then, like, also, she's always been one of those girls who, like, when she posts a picture of her outfit on IG, she'll, like, tell you where to go get everything, and then I just see some of her outfits, and I'm like, you really don't need to tell anybody where to get it. I just post your picture and go.
Cool.
Yeah, we're good. Like, and I used to really like her, but I was like, cool, Cody's dating a black chick. That's cool. Like, I like that. But
they always come back home.
Yeah, but she's annoying.
Cody's still annoying too. And Dusty Rhodes got some brother in him.
Yeah.
Dusty,
well, Cody is Cuban. He's half Cuban.
Oh, so he's
having right, well, a quarter black.
Yeah,
he found it.
Because his mom is Cuban, if I remember correctly.
He black. That's all I know.
He wears cowboy boots with jeans. I don't know if we want to claim that.
Listen, I'm just saying, there are all kinds of black folk, you know?
Yeah.
Let's not pigeonhole. Some of them wear cowboy boots. You saw Beyonce and Daddy Rules or whatever that shit's called.
And what?
That's the Daddy Lessons. That's what it's called.
I mean, I don't know what that song is. That wasn't like every day. He literally wears.
She be at the Yeehaw. She from Houston.
At the Yeehaw.
I do want to learn how to do a little line dance though. That'd be fun.
Hey, have you ever been? It's so much fun.
I feel like it's fun.
But you have to go, like, you have to go for real in a southern, like in the South. You can't just be like in New York and be like, let's go to the country west of the bar.
I don't want to die, Jade. I just want
to. Oh, because I'm still alive to tell the story.
I mean, you know. I hang with,
because when I was in college, we had a really, it's a country bar. It was called Cotton Eye Joe's. How can that get any countryer than that?
Oh, God. I mean, line dancing used to be so popular, like, in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
With Boot Scoot and Boogie came out.
Yes.
Achy Breaky Heart.
Yes, Achy Breaky Line Dance, I recall.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Because it's just like black folk line dancing. It's faster.
They used to make us do line dancing in PE class.
Mm-hmm.
That was, like, our workout for the day was line.
Part of the curriculum?
I was like,
yeah, these kids take Zumba now. Yeah. Zumba for your gym class. I never had
line dancing in high school.
No, I had square dancing, though. That was part of gym.
Oh, God.
So promenade. Yeah.
That is so lazy. Listen. We're going to line dance because the teacher likes music.
We don't have the budget for all these things, okay? What do you want us to do, play badminton?
What do you want to make you actually sweat? No, we're going to just give you some light, some country music.
Listen, if you do it long enough, you'll sweat. It's cardio.
Yeah.
It all adds up. You know they didn't have no air conditioning, so you know it. Okay. Anything else in the world of wrestling that we want to talk about? Anybody else we want to shade?
I think I'm ready for Paige to come back. I hope she got some new moves.
You mean
She needs a new boyfriend. She don't need no new boobs.
She needs to run away from her boyfriend.
That's she needs to not have a boyfriend at all. That's what she asked. Yeah, right.
She needs to be alone. Like
that's she's exactly one- oh, I got back to up.
She needs to spend a smooth 6 months alone.
I thought they broke up.
No, they're still together.
Oh, they might have like broke up like for a day.
Just did a podcast together where they were like, all the stuff that happened is not true, and yeah, he's got a hold on that girl. Them drugs are strong.
Still married?
Yeah, he married.
Yeah, he's still married.
Oh gosh,
married.
That is so sad.
Yeah, Paige's, they're play married, but he's legit married to his to a real wife.
My husband. I'd have been like, you mean my husband, girl?
Yeah,
my husband.
Wait, is Summer Rae, is she still in the WWE or is she done?
She is, but she got hurt a while ago, but I thought she got
cleared. It's been a year.
Again, I ask, how do you get hurt if you don't wrestle?
Yeah.
Exactly. It's been a whole year.
All I want to know.
I don't know where she
was. She did the Marine Four. She wasn't that hurt.
Yeah. I don't know where she would even fit in the landscape right now. Like, because Alicia Fox is kind of there. But even on SmackDown, there's girls that you don't ever see on SmackDown either. So
I was surprised to see Mickie James this past week on Raw.
Yeah, exactly. I forgot.
Because the problem is, they only worry about the women's division in relation to the title. Yeah. So if there's not just, there's no reason to just have a match because they don't create a reason to just have a match.
Yeah.
God forbid you have two storylines. Like, God forbid Dana just really don't fuck with Mickey and they can fight. Like, nothing. Yeah. Like, there's nothing.
They just had this, you know, tournament and stuff, and we're not seeing anything from that. Like, there's no carryover onto the show with any of the stuff that happened in that tournament. And they have so many women and so who can actually go. Why don't they create a women's tag team championship? Like,
I've been asking for years.
Like, they're asking for a minute.
All they need is a women's tag.
Yeah,
and once you have that, everybody got a reason to fight.
Yeah, everybody's getting paid. Everybody's got money. And then some of these like relationships make sense. It makes sense for Tamina and Lana to team up because tag team. It makes sense for that. And then they can go after the belt or whatever. But like, they waste so many opportunities. It's so dumb that you have all these women fighting after one belt on each show, where the men have three or whatever on you. Like, it's stupid.
Correct.
I don't understand why they don't do that.
I completely agree. I could not agree more.
Yeah, there's no reason they can't have more belts in the women's division. I'm glad they at least split up the belts for each show, so they weren't all wrestling for one show, one belt. But they got to do more, because I'm tired of seeing the same people fight for the belt every single pay-per-view.
Is the Mae Young Classic over?
I think so.
I think they filmed it, but it's not been shown yet.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I think. I could be wrong. I don't know.
Yeah. I have, you know, I'll be honest, I haven't even had a chance to, like, sit down and watch any of it that has aired. So I probably should watch that, but I was hoping that eventually we'd see some of the women actually end up in NXT or end up on the main roster so they can spread around, but yeah.
I'm not going to expand, and then what does it even matter?
Point. Because they totally messed up the cruiserweight stuff, like, because nobody cares about 205 Live, and it's just because they messed it up
on Raw next.
I'm just, my thing is, like, why are they wrestling on Raw? They have their
when
own,
they have their,
like, why are we waiting? Like, that could be a women's match. Like, what are we doing? That could be anybody. It could be anyone else. Why are they taking up? I mean, I'm like, I know it's because that it's a 3 hour show and they need to fill time, but you got like six women who are doing nothing backstage. You got like,
we still got a show to work.
Yeah, or you got guys who are on the roster that we forget. Like,
can get paid.
Yeah, where the hell is Heath at? Like, we haven't seen Heath in forever. Like, where are these guys at? Like, what are they doing? And that's why they're just sitting backstage. I'm like, you got these guys on your roster and you're not using them. That's a perfect opportunity. Like, Ty Dillinger should not be not wrestling on Raw. He's there. He's a good wrestler. Why is he having to team up with
him? He needs to be on TV every week.
Yeah, exactly. What I'm talking about. Yeah. It's just annoying.
Every week.
Yeah. I don't like his hair. I like this. I like the cuts. I don't like the long stuff on top. I need him to cut.
I don't know what's going on in the back. The ponytail.
Yeah, that needs to go. The ponytail needs to go. the cuts on the side are, I like that, but like the ponytail looks stringy and greasy, and I don't like it. And he should get rid of that.
Come on, fashion cat.
I don't know what to call it on the side. It looks like fashion cash, creep cast.
Yeah. He's still fine. Didi, though.
You had never seen him? He is.
I've Didi, seen him, but I haven't seen, like, him before seen today. Him, seen him.
I haven't seen him, but I just, okay.
Like, because, you know, whenever they do the count out, you know, everybody does 10, 10. I'm like, what is this dumb shit? And so, you know, Don showed me a picture of him, and I was like, oh, okay, I get it. But yeah. I didn't get it from, like, a creep cast point of view.
He's
better in motion, like, when he's moving.
In motion, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to... I guess just, we've already talked about him, but I really do need to, it's not Creepcast, but like, I have a strong affinity for Seth Rollins all of a sudden. he was never
it's my them too big
shield.
Shoe. Like, what's that mean?
But now,
the world will never know.
Girl, I am like all about Seth Rollins right now. Like, he has gotten like
CrossFit Jesus.
Yes. He has gotten so fine. I don't know what happened.
He got rid of that white hair.
I think that might be it. And he
grew black everything, grew in the beard.
Yeah, it looks good. His hair is like luxurious now. It's not broken off. Like, it's got like the right amount of curl. Like, it's perfect. And he's
I'm telling you, you start hanging with the New Day.
I'm saying
Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Get rid of Third Reich Barbie.
Yeah, he's real tight with the New Day.
Yeah.
He's real close with the New Day.
Barbie.
he's everything right now. I'm like, I need to make a trip to Iowa.
I don't think they go like that.
He always comes through with the one-liners though.
Yeah. I'm like I'm not that far from Iowa, so I could just take a quick little trip down there and I'm like he's probably the only one, cuz he's half Armenian, right? I think he is.
Yeah, but that's his biological daddy, who he doesn't know. It's his stepfather, Mexican guy.
Yeah.
That's his daddy.
Okay. We can have little half black, quarter white.
Armenian.
Maybe something.
All of the above.
I'm all for it. Let's
have a spicy white children. Yes.
Yep. I'm here for it. Let's go.
Spicy white. Not like chicken.
This little chicken wing of a baby. That's
awesome. It sounds like what's Lethal ordered at Popeye's.
Exactly. He's in a spicy way. Oh, goodness. All right, you guys, are we ready for shout outs?
Yes. Sure.
All right, what's Lethal? You go first.
Shout out to Seth Rollins and the beard and the hair. And our future spicy white children.
I love it.
And shout out to y'all for letting me come on my first ladies night for Raffle Pass. So that was fun. That's
crazy. I could have sworn you had been on one before.
I haven't, but thanks for inviting me and waiting for me to go get my Taco Bell, which I'm not sick from. So praise to that. Not being sick from my food. So that's
good
all.
Luck.
Yeah, for now.
All right.
So like,
oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Okay.
My turn?
Yes.
All right. My shout outs just to what's Letho and Didi and Don and Classic.
Oh, no.
It was WrestleCast, Peter, SmackDown Matters, and Rawcast Family.
Perfect.
And Ty Dillinger.
All right. And Ty Dillinger.
Mm-hmm.
We can go on a double date. You can have Ty.
Oh. Okay.
Isn't he married? Aren't they all married? Like, what?
Seth ain't.
No, Seth is not married. Correct.
I've just seen Ty tweet about his dog. I don't think Ty has a wife.
Oh. Okay. Shout out to Cesaro.
There you go.
Yes. You should really double date then, because he and Seth are best friends.
We do table for four. We do a whole episode.
Yes.
Wow. So. All right. Well, I'm going to give a shout out to you, Jade, and you. At Wesley. So I have enjoyed myself immensely. Shout out to Don holding it down in the production booth. Shout out to Sam, Classic, Greg, everybody at the CSPN. Turtle, he got me drunk and now I don't have my headphones because I was drunk and I left them at his house. But he made me drunken ass pina colada. Do you know how many pina coladas you got to drink?
to be drunk.
Ooh, I would have been sick. That does not sound.
Oh, I got sick eventually. It's okay.
Hey, did y'all ever see? Y'all watched A Different World, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember that episode where Ron made the pina coladas with Lisa's breast milk? You know, cold out of.
That's a mess.
Oh my god!
I can just imagine drinking one and be like, But anyway, yeah. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to Pina Colada. Shout out to my job, cause everything is awesome now. Shout out to my job.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I'll talk about it later. Just know that you know, sometimes God answers prayers. He may not come when you want him. He will be there. He is an on-time God. Yes, he is. So shout out to him. Shout out to everybody who prayed for me because I needed it. And the prayers came true. Won't he will? Yes. Okay, and then.
Won't he will.
And then. Yeah, I think that's it.
Ty ain't got no wife, y'all.
Ooh, it's lit. Yes.
Back on. Follow Ty.
All right, then I can take Cesaro. This works out for everybody.
Yay. Okay.
Group date. Group outing.
Yes. All right, so if that's all, then that's it. For episode 146, Ladies Night Summer Edition. Good night.
Bye.
When my hand goes up, your mouth goes shut, Paul. This is my show, so I run things around here. So let me get this straight. Your client, the reigning, defending, undisputed, universal champion, Brock Lesnar, is pretty much guaranteed to lose at SummerSlam. It's not a matter of will he lose that title. It's who walks out of SummerSlam with the Universal Championship. Because he doesn't even have to be involved in the finish to lose his title. It's kind of all your fault, isn't it, Paul? But then what happens? I'll tell you what happens because you said it, Mr. Heyman, and I'll paraphrase you. I'll paraphrase you better than you said it yourself. You said that if he loses at SummerSlam in Brooklyn, that you and him will leave WWE. He is going to take his ball and go home. Because at SummerSlam, when my hand does this, your mouth will do this, his feet will do this, and I'll do this. Good riddance to bad rubbish. Is there anything you would like to add, Mr. Advocate?
Do you and your lovely wife ever role play? Because I'm all about the role play. So let's have a little role play here. You're Roman Reigns. And you're so intense. You're Samoa Joe. And you, with your beard and all puffed out, you're Braun Strowman. And in this little game of role play, ladies and gentlemen, my client, Brock Lesnar, hereby gives you a preview of SummerSlam.
Oh, boy.
Suplex City, Dallas into the corner, and the Beast Brock Lesnar
the party, pal. He's not done